Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. One day before our 47th wedding anniversary.
That is true.
You know, for the past nearly 16 years, I've called my mom and dad almost every day, no matter what city, state, or country I was in. I might have missed one or two days a month, but those occasions would be rare. About 16 years ago, almost 16 years ago, my father, Mr. Harold, as he's known by most folks, had a five-way bypass. At the time, we were living in Fort Worth, and I was traveling extensively with the Debt Free Army. In fact, on the day I got the call, I was in New York City, where I just completed a rally. Now, the great news is the doctor said 2 years after that attack that my dad appears to have a new heart.
Hallelujah.
There came a defining moment when I realized that I never wanted to live with regret. So I should no longer be able to talk with, I should be able to talk to my parents whenever I wanted to.
That's right.
And so I began the calls. They were a blessing not only for my parents, but for us as well. There are times when we fail to do something, which is within our power to do it, only to live in regret for what we didn't do. Regret is a backward look and often carries around a huge weight on the emotional shoulders of the one dealing with it. Regret can be the result of something beyond our control. A huge tree limb falls on your house during a hurricane, tornado, or severe thunderstorm. You regret it happened, but you couldn't stop it. Sometimes regret's caused when someone else does, something stupid. A driver pulls out in front of you of your oncoming vehicle. You're involved in an accident. As a result, you have to deal with medical bills, your physical recovery from injuries, or any financial issues arising from the accident. Regret can also be internal, such as when you regret something you did or didn't do or said or shouldn't have said with the family or the job. Internal regret often produces kind of a, if I'd only done this kind of mentality. So today we're going to talk about seven kinds of regret and how to deal with them. Number one, emotional baggage. Unfortunately, emotional baggage from a person's youth brings a lot of emotional scars, sometimes including mere mental and sexual abuse, harmful words of ridicule spoken by friends or even family, things a teacher may have said. Unfortunately, there's so many possible scenarios where people are hurt, not only by the actions of their childhood, but by the words spoken as well. On our journey through life, each of us makes choices. We decide whether or not to take along emotional baggage with us. For some, the baggage of the past is a prime target in future conversations, to the point where negative experiences are relived and again and again. It's imperative for each of us to stop rehearsing our hurts. A couple of suggestions on how to deal with emotional baggage. First, write out what happened in the past. When you finish, lay your hands on the paper and say this prayer, something close to it. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, your word instructs us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our cares on you. So today, I've listed all the emotional baggage and hurts from my past. I'm now casting these cares on you. I ask for the healing balm of your presence. Heal all scars of past hurts, even removing them from my memory. Father, I thank you for a fresh start and how you care for me. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Once you've prayed this prayer, or something similar to it, once you get a match and safely burn the sheet of paper with the listing of your emotional baggage as a sacrifice of what you've given to God. 1 Peter 5:7, the classic Amplified Bible. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares for you affectionately, and He cares about you watchfully.
Number two, half-heartedness. As an introspective look on our lives, we will no doubt reveal times when we did maybe less than our best on the job, or perhaps with our family life, or maybe just things in general. Doing things half-heartedly can cause us to live in regret because we're going to miss opportunities. In 2 Chronicles 25:2 in the New American Standard Bible, it says, "He did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart." You know, there are many, many people who become born again yet really fail to live up to the potential of the word or their authority as a child of God. And then on their deathbeds, you know, people will not regret not having worked more at the office. Think about this. But they may regret stuff like not spending more time or perhaps less quality time with their families. Some people regret that they never really tapped into the word and serving the Lord the way they now wish they had. Serving God with a whole heart means putting Him first in the decisions we make. That may take a little bit of time and effort in learning how to do this, but it can be done. Serving God with a whole heart means we're going to do our very best to follow His instructions that He's given us in the Word. Serving God with our whole heart means taking the opportunities to share the love of Christ when it's opened up before us to those who need to feel His compassion. Serving God with our whole heart means we don't make up excuses about what we did or didn't do. We just do the word. And serving God with our whole heart means that we don't have to live with regret. Hallelujah. In Revelation 3:16 in the New International Version, it says, "But since you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." When we do things half-heartedly, it's like being lukewarm. We're not really all the way in. We're not really all the way out. And that's just not the thing to do. We want to make a concerted effort today to live in the Word of God.
Or as I say, we don't want to be spitball Christians.
Well, there you go.
Number three, deliberately hurting someone. If you grew up in a home environment where you were deliberately embarrassed by your dad, ridiculed by your mom, or taunted by your brothers and sisters, you understand pain, emotional pain. If as a child it seemed you could never do anything right, and others got the praise for the right things you did, I have three words for you. Get over it. That's right. Get over it. Now, having said that, frequently as adults, unless we have a born-again experience with a continual renewing of our minds and emotions, we will repeat these mistakes of the past in dealing with our children and those we love. Some people subconsciously feel the only way they can master or control the situation is by belittling others, or in some cases even being mentally and physically abusive. Ephesians 4:31-32, the classic Amplified Bible, both identify the problem and provide the spiritual solution at the same time. Now, that's great. Identify the problem, provide the spiritual solution. The verse says, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language, be banished from you. With all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful, and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely, as God in Christ forgave you.
Number four, missed opportunities. Missed opportunities. Sometimes missed opportunities are through no fault of our own. Things just happen, and it leaves us with regret. You know, man caused God to have regrets. Now listen to this. This is amazing. You know, God, it says, feels the things that we do. Well, listen to Genesis 6, verses 6 and 7. Genesis 6, verses 6 and 7, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, says that the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved at heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy, blot out, and wipe away mankind, whom I have created from the face of the earth. Not only man, but the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air, for it grieves me and makes me regretful that I have made them. Man was given a perfect environment in which to live, a perfect place to live, a grand lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle, and even the perfect wife. Yes, men, once it was possible. Oh, my goodness.
Still is.
But yet, when sin entered the environment, things changed. The actions of men caused God to regret he had made them. The prophet had regrets at a decision he made. It says over in 1 Samuel 15, verse 11, 1 Samuel 15, 11, Classic Amplified. It says, I regret making Saul king, for he has turned back from following me. This is God speaking, and has not performed my commands. And Samuel was grieved and angry with Saul, and he cried to the Lord all night. The point is, sometimes godly opportunities will be missed, not only because of what we have done or didn't do, but also because of what others have done or didn't do. But God, having known how we feel in situations like this, can lead us. Yes, he can lead us to the answer to be able to let these things go.
Two of our favorite words, baby.
Yeah.
But God.
But God.
That's it.
The point being, too, honey, is that it's not something that God doesn't know about.
That's right.
And that we live in an imperfect world, and we're not going to have perfect lives, but
we serve a perfect God.
But God, and he can help us.
Amen.
And if you didn't get enough today, you can join in tonight, this morning. Yeah, you've got tonight. After you got church, and then you got tonight.
Yeah, by the way, before we tear about tonight,
yeah.
Obviously we didn't finish this teaching.
That's true.
We'll do this tomorrow morning. But tonight.
That's right.
Sunday Night Live.
Sunday Night Live.
Go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth. You know, a number of pastors comment about how we do not only the Sunday night teaching, but the extensive outlines that we post of what we teach. And there's literally a treasury of teaching outlines that can bless you and aid in your spiritual growth.
Backed up by scripture.
Yep, check it out. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. and again tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.